Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's turn to another battleground state now, North Carolina, where absentee ballots will start going out tomorrow to voters who request them. And state election officials are scrambling to keep up with the record number of absentee ballot requests amid fears of the coronavirus. From North Carolina Public Radio, Rusty Jacobs reports.
Requests for absentee by mail ballots in North Carolina are already more than 16 times ahead of where they were 40 years ago. Catawba College political science professor Michael Bitzer says that means North Carolina could see well over 1 million absentee by mail votes cast this fall, compared to just under 200,000 in 2016.
It would be a new day in North Carolina voting.
Because of the coronavirus pandemic, Berkeley Bryant says deciding to vote absentee by mail this year was a no-brainer.
You know, I didn't feel comfortable going in person. I was concerned about my health, concerned about the health of my family and friends that I'm still being around.
But the 26-year-old says she does worry North Carolina won't be able to handle this year's tsunami of absentee by mail votes. Local elections officials like Union County's Candace Lopez don't sound too alarmed. Lopez says her office has doubled the number of staff assigned to processing absentee requests.
We'll also have a team of individuals that will do stuff our packets, which includes the instructions from the state and a I voted early sticker because everybody loves those.
In predominantly Democratic Greene County, with around 11,000 registered voters, Elections Director Trey Cash says he's looking at a 50% budget increase for this election season because of more absentee ballot requests as well as extra safety measures for polling sites.
We're adding more labels, we're adding more envelopes, we're adding sneeze guards, we're adding cleaning supplies, we're adding additional poll workers.
Board of Elections, this is Alan.
And Durham's Elections Board set up a call center to deal with the high volume of absentee by mail requests.
And that request form you can send to us either by mail, email, or fax. Or you can also deliver it to us in person to our offices.
Baseless claims of absentee voter fraud from the White House and cost-cutting measures proposed by Postmaster General and Trump appointee Louis DeJoy have stoked fears of undue delays in the timely delivery of absentee ballots. DeJoy has defended his actions as fiscally necessary, as heard on C-SPAN at a Senate committee hearing last month.
Moving forward, trying to have any negative impact on the election is an outrageous claim.
DeJoy said he would postpone further cutbacks until after Election Day, just as state attorneys general filed lawsuits to block the moves. Still, state and local elections officials are urging voters to submit their absentee requests and completed ballots as early as possible. But for some voters, like 46-year-old Janelle Curry, the act of casting a ballot in person is sacred. The paralegal was raised by her grandparents, who gave her firsthand accounts of the struggle for civil rights.
This is my way of saying thank you, is actually going to the polls and actually exercising that right to vote, not just me, but my children and, you know, my children's children.
As for fears of the coronavirus, Curry notes she goes to the grocery store and stays safe by wearing a mask and maintaining proper social distance. And she'll do the same when she goes to the polls. For Here and Now, I'm Rusty Jacobs.
And are you planning to vote by mail or cast your ballot in person? We would love to hear about your concerns and questions about voting in this year's election. Just write us at hereandnow.org.